Hi, this is Kara, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Pittsburgh and online at WNJR.org. Today we have Jeff Pilson on the line to discuss his band, The End Machine. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing today?
Hey, Kara, doing great.
Well, I know we've been talking about this album for quite a while, and I'm so excited to finally get to hear it. Very different from Dokken and Warrant. So I'm curious as to what influenced the sound of the band.
You know, I think it was a very organic process. I mean, George and I just started writing music that we liked, and we kind of looked at it like, if moments sound a little bit like Dokken or Lynch Mob, no big deal.
Right.
But if we stretch out and do other things, that's no big deal either. So we just kind of let it go free. We just wanted to write something that was inspired and fresh, and that we felt good about and felt, you know, inspired by. And then when it came to the vocals, you know, Robert came in with a lot of lyrical ideas and some melodies, and then he and I just hashed it out until it felt good to both of us. And so I think the result is, you know, a fresh sound with the unique chemistry, because, you know, Robert adds a different element to the chemistry.
Sure.
And I just think it really worked out great. We're very, very excited about how it came out.
Yeah, that's a great album. I'm sure a lot of people are very curious to hear it all, because, you know, a few songs have been out, but there's definitely some different stuff on there when you get through the whole thing. So very cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty deep record with, yeah, we weren't afraid to stretch out in spots and get very musical in spots. You know, we knew we wanted it rock. About the only limitation is we wanted it to be rock, and we didn't want to get too far away from that. But other than that, we wanted to use a lot of our influences and just make music that we loved. And to come up with a new chemistry and a new sound with that new chemistry was really exciting.
Yeah. So I've got to ask you what the story is behind the name of the band.
Well, we started out with another name that we ended up having.
I know.
And then basically, George thought of The End, and he wanted it to be called The End. When, you know, we all got that, we all, yeah, that's great, we love it. And then, of course, we did a trademark search, and there was 463 people that had a trademark on The End. So we started, well, let's put another word in there, and we searched until we found something we felt good about, and we added the machine to it. So then we had The End Machine, and then it was so fortunate that Kevin Baldus, who happens to be the bass player for Lit, by the way, but he did the photographs for us, because he's a great photographer. I mean, not only is he a great musician, but he's a great photographer and a really great guy. And he had, you know, he called me up one day and he said, hey, I don't know if you have any ideas about the cover. I mean, they were talking about a cover that would have our pictures on it.
Okay.
And he even took the pictures, but none of us felt really good about that. And then he said, I got this picture. He goes, it's a 1920s money counting machine. And he said, can I just send it to you? And he sent it to me in a text, and I went, oh my God, that's perfect. So we sent it around to everybody, and everybody was like, that's it. So it even fit the whole name thing, and it really tied it up, and it made the cover and the artwork great. And so it kind of felt like it was meant to be that way.
Very cool. So I know you guys have a few shows planned. Tell us about those.
Wow. Very, very exciting. We've got a show in Los Angeles on April 4th at the Whiskey. April 5th, we're playing Vamped in Las Vegas. And April 7th, we're playing a place called Club XS in Tucson. And, you know, we just wanted to go out there and prove that this is a real band. This is not just one of those recording projects.
Uh-huh.
This is, you know, something that we have a long-term vision for. And, you know, the best way to do that is go out and do it live. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to get a band together. I mean, I've been spending all my days here on the road either kind of working up practice situations and taking care of all the logistics, and, you know, we got to get road crew guys, and I mean, it's a very involved thing, it's going to be very, very rewarding, because I'm really excited to play the music live. I think it's going to come across live really great.
Do you have any additional plans for more shows, or is that all you are able to fit into your busy schedule right now?
Not at this point. I mean, you know, I mean, after this happened, you know, this fell in a foreigner break,
mm-hmm.
Which there aren't many of,
right,
during the course of the year. This is the longest break we have for a while. So, I mean, I'm pretty much straight through with Foreigner till at least into October. So I hope there are more shows, and you know, certainly there's a long-term vision for the band, so I can assume there'll be, at some point, there'll be more shows. But this is it for now. So until further notice, yeah. Just these three. So okay. If you can make it to these shows, they're going to be really great.
Yeah, so, you know, we saw 3/4 of the classic Dokken lineup back at Grand Rocktember. And I saw that they're going to do another show for M3. Is there any chance that we'll see you out with Dokken anytime?
Well, I mean, if it could ever be coordinated, you know, they asked me if I could do the M3 thing, and yeah. I can't because I have a foreigner show that day. You know, my feeling is, you know, if it can happen, great. If not, I mean, what I would really love is if someday Dokken could do one last record.
Okay.
You know, I know Don and I have talked about that before. Do one final, you know, our swan song record, but really, you know, really put the effort into it to make it great. I think we got it in us. I mean, we certainly, the new song that we did a couple years ago when we did the reunion in Japan,
yeah.
came out great. And it was the most effortless Dokken recording we've ever had. So if we could do 10 of those, I mean, why not? But again, it's all down to scheduling.
Right.
So, I mean, I'd love to do a record. I'd love to do a tour, but I don't know how I'd do that and do longer time.
Sure.
So who knows? Somewhere down the road, maybe the door is always open.
You know, I was surprised. I look at the foreigner schedule, and you guys are all around the globe, but it doesn't look like we're going to get a Pittsburgh show anytime soon, so.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, that's kind of sad. It's,
I'm sure 2020 we will. 2020
absolutely.
We're going to do. You know, this year we're doing a lot of Europe, and, you know, doing the festivals over in Europe, so.
Yeah, I saw that.
I can imagine. And we're kind of purposely staying out of some markets in America this year. You know, except for, you know, corporates and casino shows and, mm-hmm. you know, some of the state fairs and things like that. But you know, we have a big tour plan for 2020. That's going to be really great. So hopefully we'll hit Pittsburgh on that next year.
Excellent. So I know we had talked a while back about the Second Last in Line album, which is, you know, coming out, and we've got a show here in May with those guys. Excellent album. And I know you were excited about the production on that. Any other production projects you have in the works right now?
I do. Speaking of Pittsburgh's native son, Reb Beach. I have a project with Reb and playing guitar, of course, and, uh-huh. and writing. And then singing is Robin McCauley from McCauley Shanker, who is a monster. And on drums is Matt Starr.
Oh,
and
cool.
That project has been recorded. It's all in the can. It just needs to be mixed now. But the plan is for that to come out later this year, towards
okay.
the end of the year. But it came out amazing, and I'm so excited. It was so great to work with Reb again.
Yeah.
You know, Reb is just, I mean, God, he's just such a phenomenal guitar player. He's a great guy. We have a tremendous chemistry together. It's just immediate. It did not. You know, we were at one point, we were looking at each other, and we said, "Wow, the last time we wrote together was 20 years ago, and it just didn't feel like that at all."
Yeah,
felt like a minute had passed, which I kind of suspected because I had that kind of relationship and chemistry with Reb. But man, was it ever great to work with him, and boy, did we have fun! And I can't wait to hear the record. It really is phenomenal. Robin McCauley sounds better than he ever has. It's just skyrocketing how amazing he sounds on this, and it's really good.
Well, that sounds very exciting, and we'll get to see Reb here in about a week with Winger. They've got a sold-out show at Jurgle's, a local club, so and he plays there often on his own, so always great
yep,
to see
yep,
Reb.
Yep, yeah, the Reb Beach Project, I think he calls it.
Yes, yes. And he's still playing the same covers he was playing 20 years ago, which is awesome because you know what to expect, and he always has fun with it. So,
he is so fun.
Yeah.
The guy is so much more talented than people even realize. I mean, he's got so much musicality, and that's why I love writing with him. He's got such an ear for writing. I mean, his guitar playing goes without saying. I mean, it's flawless. I mean, it's really flawless guitar playing. But his talent as a musician and writer and even singer. It's just really phenomenal, and I'm in this space where I just feel so grateful for all the people I get to work with right now. It's pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for the insight and joining us here on 91.7 FM WNGR Pittsburgh. It's been great catching up with you as always and hearing about everything that you've got planned.
March 22nd, M Machine Record drops. So go out there and get it. I think people are really going to, I mean, if you're a fan of Dokken and Lynch Mob, I know you're going to like it. But there's even other areas about it, too. I think it's really, really worth checking out, and I hope people do, because we're very, very proud of it. And the response we're getting so far has just been amazing. And people like yourself who have heard the whole thing have been really, really complimentary. So we're very grateful and excited.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff.